At this point, I would like to introduce Dr. Adetula Fulham. She is an internationally recognized health psychologist who has done extensive research and studies in human development, personality, and health. Dr. Fulham received her PhD from Rutgers University, holding professorship in the Department of Psychology. She accepted a position at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston as a research fellow in medicine. Her recent study on the efficacy of dynamic meditation in multiple sclerosis showed significant results in psychological and emotional variables, reduction of symptoms, improved mobility, sleep, assertiveness, stress management, and quality of life. Dr. Fulham has actually trained in clinical mind-body medicine with Dr. Herbert Benson and holds degrees in mind-body medicine, spirituality, and healing in medicine, as well as meditation and psychotherapy. In addition, Dr. Fulham is a certified Silva instructor in the Ridgewood, New Jersey area. Here's Dr. Fulham to share some of her knowledge on visualization and imagination.
Imagination is another form of mental stimulation. Imagination is what we mentally do in creative problem solving. We visualize the problem or the existing situation, and then we imagine the solution or other possible solutions until we feel comfortable with our creation. People say, "I have a problem," and describe the problem in all details and full of negative emotionality. Or, "I am not good enough," or "I have no money." What do? They visualize the problem and go over and over, as I already described, giving a detailed account to every friend and at every opportunity given to them, resulting in recreating the same event again and again. The one important thing to mention at this point is that playing back the same mental recording elicits the same feelings felt when the event originated. If this event was positive, then it elicits the same positive emotions, resulting in reliving the same event and the same feelings. If the event is negative, it creates the same negative emotional response. Therefore, the content of the mental tape is of utmost importance. By keeping the same tape on the replay mode without stop, recreates the same results. The choice of the content is in your hands. Are you replaying feelings of anxiety, feelings of depression, feelings of unworthiness, or feelings of success, accomplishment, and prosperity? It is wiser to visualize the event, play it back in all details, study it, and never visit it again. Then spend your valuable time and mental energy to imagine a solution or different possible solutions. Once you are comfortable with your new mental creation, continue to visualize what you imagined, the creative solution you reached, until it becomes your new reality. The more you visualize it, the more emotion you put into it. The more you feel as if you already have what you have mentally created with your imagination, the more you keep it alive in your consciousness. To review the process, you visualize the problem on a mental screen, like in the movie theater, and you use your creative imagination to find solutions to the challenge you are facing. This procedure is so simple and dynamic, whether the challenge is of a financial, relationship, business, or health nature. Visualization and imagination, or creative imagination, as I call it, helps you to completely detach from the problem, convert it into a challenge, solve it creatively, and then stay focused on the creative solution. When you are programming in this way, always express gratitude for your ability to connect with your creative side, for this or something better to happen. I always receive abundantly when I practice creative imagination. I always attract what I created or something better. Imagery is the best tool we have to communicate with our body. Imagery is your most advanced mental tool to reach the outcomes you desire more effectively. Imagination is used not only to create a possible solution outcome, but also to mentally examine and to test this outcome on your mental screen and to reflect upon it until it feels good. In the event of an illness, once you visualize the present situation, imagine the solution and the benefits you will receive from this solution. It is more effective if it is stated in positive language and spiced with positive emotionality. You may imagine and visualize what you desire to have objectively, or you may imagine yourself experiencing what you desire subjectively by stepping into the scene and feeling the end result as if you are already living it right now. Once you imagine what you desire and feel it, you stay with this imagery and you visualize what you imagined, never going back to the problem. When your body, brain, and mind participate, this mental creation is impressed strongly on your brain cells and your body feels the results as you have memorized it and remember it vividly. Your physical, emotional, and mental selves are in agreement and they experience harmony and unity. Your mind communicates and accepts the feelings of your emotional body, and it is then easier to achieve your goal and to heal in the case of healing. When your mental, emotional, and physical bodies experience an event in unison, your programming for the desired end result is believable to your logical mental part, whereas all your parts participate in manifesting your mental creation as your physical reality. Therefore, imagery in the form of visualization and imagination are great mental tools to keep your mental self strong, full of enthusiasm, and healthy. Visualization and imagination help you to develop skills and expertise in problem solving and to enhance your creativity to move fast, effectively, and efficiently towards your outcomes and improve the quality of your life experience.
Thank you, Dr. Fulham.